Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dio.
And you're welcome back to Hard Facts in Nigeria. In phone here in Port Harcourt, I'm Dio. 9 minutes come past 5 p.m. Conversation continues once again. Appreciate you all staying tuned. And the matter next up for discussion, story cuts at the Punch newspaper. INEC can transmit Anambra election results electronically. That's according to the National Assembly. Now the story goes, the Senate has given INEC the go-ahead to transmit the November 6th Anambra State Governorship election results electronically. Chairman of the Senate Committee on INEC, Kabiru Gaya, disclosed this on Wednesday. Gaya spoke with journalists after a meeting between the INEC chair, Mahmoud Yakubu, and the Joint National Assembly Committee on INEC and Electoral Matters on the Anambra election. The Senate explained that the electoral umpire could transmit the results to its server as they are announced at polling units, just like what it did during the Edo and Ondo State governorship elections. He explained that the Commission has assured the National Assembly's Joint Panel that it had perfected necessary arrangements to conduct a free and fair poll. He said, quote, "It is left for INEC to decide whether it will transfer the election results in Anambra or not. They have done that in the previous elections in Edo and Ondo States. Even before the INEC started transferring election results from polling units, Nigerians have been monitoring results of elections the moment they are being announced at polling units, and by 4 p.m., even before the final results are announced, many Nigerians would have seen them on the internet. Nigerians are fully involved in the elections. INEC has assured us that it will go ahead with the Anambra election and declare the winner. We expect the people of the state to cooperate fully with the electoral body by being law-abiding. The only way to achieve free and fair, credible election in Anambra is for everybody to eschew violence." End of quote. So here's what we're talking about right now. INEC can transmit Anambra election results electronically. That's according to the National Assembly. Several talking points here. We'll get to those in a moment. Well, joining me via phone for this conversation as well is Associate Professor of Public Law at the River State University and former Chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Amak Branch, Barrister Richard Wokocha. Barrister Wokocha, good evening to you. You're welcome to Hard Facts. Now, let's start on this note. A few talking points here. For me, first off is this. Now, it does seem like, from the statement of the Senator, Gaya, that is, it don't seem like, even though it's kind of subtle, it don't seem like INEC, or pardon me, the Senate rather, via this committee, is giving INEC the permission or the go-ahead to use electronic transfer results. And I say that because I don't think the Senate will tell INEC it's okay to go ahead to use card readers. It won't do that because INEC already does that. I don't think the Senate will ask, Kabiru Gaya will ask INEC to go ahead to use ballot boxes. It won't do that because INEC already has been doing that. And also, of course, the issue of electronic transmission of results has been a contentious one recently due to amendments to the Electoral Act. Initially, Senate was against that, saying that INEC needed its permission based on the advice of the NCC to transmit results electronically. Now, that amendment, has been further amended, stating that INEC can go ahead to transmit results electronically if it is convinced that it can do that, implying it does not need the permission of the National Assembly. What do you think is going on here? Should the Senate be telling INEC that it can go ahead to transmit results electronically, considering that in the amendment, states INEC can do that already? Now, that's the first talking point. Second talking point is, can INEC go ahead to even do this, considering, yes, we have an amendment to the Electoral Act already, but this amendment has not been signed into law by Mr. President? In other words, it's not law yet. So can INEC then go ahead to do this, or is that why the Senate appears to be giving INEC the permission, in quotes, to go ahead? I know I've raised several matters right now. The floor is yours.
All right. Hello, Dio.
Yes, Barrister, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. By the present position of the law, INEC ought not be able to do so. But as you said, the amendment has been further amended, but it's yet to be signed into law. the implication of that not having been signed into law is that at the moment it will be illegal for INEC to do so, since the law has not, the constitution has not been amended to give full powers to the INEC to conduct elections by electronic means in full. So that will be the position. However, one should say that if the National Assembly has finally agreed, they do have a power, and that is the power to make an act take retrospective effect, insofar as that act or law is not going to render a crime an action taken prior to the enactment of that law at a point when it was not a crime to do so. So retroactive legislation is one that is within the capacity of the legislature, and for that reason perhaps they have in mind the fact that that law will be made to take effect from a date that will cover the period in which they are asking INEC to go ahead. But ordinarily, when the proposed act or a proposed change has not been offended by the president, it is not yet effective. So one can at best hope that they are looking at giving it retroactive effect.
What do you mean by retroactive legislation?
Retroactive effect or retroactive legislation is a legislation that takes effect at a date prior to the date when it is assented to, prior to the date when it becomes law. So, since it's a matter that does not involve crime, and retrospective activation of that policy will not criminalize the conduct of anybody, it is one which the Constitution allows them to do. They have the power to make a law take effect at a time other than when it is assented to. I'm sure that's what they are relying on. What the Constitution forbids is any retroactive law that would make an action that was not a crime at the point it was taken to become a crime. So since that is not what this law is dealing with, they will be able to make the law take effect from a date prior to when it is signed into law. So perhaps they will have that in mind and make the effective date to cover the period they are asking INEC to go ahead.
Now, might that explain why Kabiru Gaya is asking or supposedly giving INEC permission to use to transfer results electronically during the Anambra governorship election?
That's the only thing I can believe they have on their mind when they are saying they should do so. Unless, of course, they are thinking the usual way, because this is not the first time. The amendments to the Constitution done in 2011, 10th of January 2011, which covered policy they introduced in 2010, and which INEC put into effect in 2010. The amendment to the Constitution was simply adopted or assented to on 10th of January 2011 without reference to what had been done prior to that time. So I hope they won't do that this time. If they're asking INEC to go ahead to implement a policy that is not yet signed into law by the president, then they should bear in mind that they will need to make that law take retroactive effect, to take effect from the time that they have asked INEC to implement the policy.
Now, even that might take a while, but we'll come to that point in a moment. Why is there any encumbrance to the president signing this amended electoral act into law before November 6th, when the Anambra governorship election will take place?
That question can be answered by the presidency, because we can only imagine that the president is not opposed to it. But again, I have not followed comments from the presidency on the issue and the argument about electronic transmission of results. But there should be nothing preventing the presidency from the president from being able to assent to this law. Once it has been submitted to him, he can assent to it that day or the next day. The law does not require that he should wait for the thing to cool off for some time on his table before he should assent. So clearly, there is nothing preventing the president from being able to assent to that act.
Yeah, but if we were to go by the president's antecedents, prior to the last general elections in 2019, there were some amendments made to the Electoral Act as well. The president did not sign it into law before the elections because, according to him, it was too close to the elections and might negatively affect the outcome or the conduct of the elections. Going by that antecedent, do you perceive the president might be unwilling to sign this latest amendment as well, just before the Anambra governorship election?
I think the president should not have that kind of excuse this time, because the position of INEC is that they are ready to do what needs to be done. So there is no complaint about some difficulty. Now, that does not stop the president from having this impression, whether or not the policy can be carried through within the period under question. Nonetheless, it appears to have become popular in both chambers of the National Assembly. So I imagine they will not have difficulty in raising to third majority to override the veto from the president should the president refuse to assent to it. I imagine they will be able to override the president's veto.
Now, assuming the president does not sign it into law before the election, and you say that the National Assembly has the option of retroactive legislation, what if, right after the election, November 6th, say the Monday following that, somebody goes to court and says, as I speak, there is no law backing, goes to an election tribunal, so there's no law granting INEC the powers to transmit results electronically? What might be, without, of course, trying to preempt the outcome of the tribunal, what do you think might play out in such a scenario?
Well, interesting. You'll be making a very interesting argument, but I'm afraid that argument may suffer if and when eventually the National Assembly is able to finalize that issue, either by overriding the president's veto or as soon as the president assents to the bill. It will have that suit would have been overtaken by events. So long as that law contains an effective date.
Yes, but Barrister, I believe that there are time frames within which matters at election tribunals must be handled. So what if within that time frame the matter is dispensed with and there are consequential judgments of courts made? What happens then?
Let's put it this way. If up to when a court has to make pronouncement on it, there is no effective law that is fully operative that justifies the implementation of that policy at the time it was implemented, the position of the court would clearly be that the action is illegal since there is no law for that effect. But I feel very confident that whether the president will assent to it before the election is over, or before the election is conducted, or if it does not, even if he vetoes it, that National Assembly will be able to override it.
All right, it's at 59213 Nigeria, Info and Her Input Harcourt. 22 gun past 5 o'clock. We'll discuss now at the moment the conduct of the Anambra governorship election, INEC, and electronic transmission of results. My guest, Barrister Okocha, will go for commercial break now. We'll return in a moment. Conversation will continue and we'll take your thoughts about digital platforms at that time. Deeply stay tuned. Hard Facts returns shortly. Welcome back. Still Hard Facts to 91.3 Nigeria. In for Her Input Harcourt. I'm Dio. 27 minutes to go before 6. We've got major news top of the hour at 6 p.m. But for the moment, my conversation with Barrister Okocha continues on INEC transmitting results electronically for the Anambra governorship election slated for November 6. Barrister Okocha, you're welcome once again.
Thank you, Dio.
So, case in point here, or hypothetical scenario, the National Assembly is saying, Senate especially saying, INEC, go ahead, transmit results electronically. Now, this amendment to the Act has not been signed into law by Mr. President yet, even though you say that we could have a retroactive law. In other words, it will be backdated to cover the Anambra governorship election, and that will be fine. However, if that does not happen quickly enough, the election is November 6th on a Saturday, November 7th is a Sunday, November 8th is a Monday. If on Monday some disgruntled aspirant or contestant goes to court, and of course the tribunals have a duration during which they must conclude all matters before it, and the National Assembly does not get, or the President does not sign this amended act into law yet, or the National Assembly does not veto the President and it becomes law, then as far as the court is concerned, very likely that action of INEC will be illegal. What happens then?
In that becomes the position, if at the point a court has to make a pronouncement on this matter, there has been no law enacted that validates the action in compliance with the directive of the National Assembly. It will mean that the conduct of the election or the transmission of results during the election has been done in a manner not approved by the law. And that will mean that that election will likely be subject to a reconduct.
Now, if after the appeal to tribunal has delivered, made consequential pronouncements, if the act then becomes law and it becomes retroactive, does it set aside the ruling or judgment of the tribunal?
No, if that happens after the court has ruled, already what has been set aside cannot be brought back to life. It can only have that effect if a retroactive legislation is signed into law or is enacted before the court has to make pronouncement on the matter.
So in other words, if the National Assembly or some members of the National Assembly or even the presidency for that matter have some unscrupulous tendencies as far as this matter is concerned, what you just described right now could very well play out.
Exactly.
All right. The lines are open. Join the conversation. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003 or 0007. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. So, assuming you were, sorry to put you in a difficult situation right now, put you on the spot, but if you were INEC's legal advisor at this time, what would you be advising INEC to do?
I think I would advise INEC to follow the directive. After all, INEC has indicated its preparedness to go by that method all along. So I would advise INEC to go ahead and use the electronic device as they had intended.
All right, once again, you're welcome to join the conversation via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. The numbers to call once again, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, and 0817-93-0007. Those are the numbers to call via Facebook. Matt's favor goes, it will be difficult. What exactly do you mean? What will be difficult exactly? Onengie Ofori Walter goes, not possible. What exactly is not possible? Tambari Fikoro goes, very good one. We'll follow them. Once again, Tambari Fikoro. And via WhatsApp. The number for that is 0809-030-6416. I've got a call on the line right now. Hello, how to welcome. Go ahead. Hello?
You see, about this Anambra election.
Go ahead.
INEC should not postpone it. They shouldn't postpone it.
Hello, specifically, we're talking about electronic transmission of results, not whether or not the election will be postponed. Have you been following the conversation thus far?
Okay. Electrical
Electronic transmission, not electrical.
Transmission, okay. You see, that technology, that the idea of the technology is very good. So, the only thing is that our scientists, they should.
I think it's very obvious you've not been following the conversation, or you've not completely grasped the essence of the conversation. So, but great to hear from you, though. Do call back if you can. Barrister, do you envisage that there might be any challenges, and not technically speaking right now, legally speaking, do you envisage there might be any challenges with INEC employing, besides the ones that have been raised already in the course of this conversation, do you envisage there might be any other challenges, legally speaking, with INEC employing electronic transmission of results for the Anambra governorship election?
Dayo, ordinarily, and in every normal situation and normal country, there should be no concern. But because we are in Nigeria, I will not be surprised if people have concerns, because I can imagine people imagining that if a party other than the party that is in position to pass the amendment wins the election, that will cause them the desire to ensure that the election is overturned, could cause them to delay the process and ensure that the entire effort is thrown into the woods. So, for that reason, I won't be surprised if some Nigerians are concerned. Ordinarily, there should be nothing here to raise the concern, to raise any worries in anybody's mind, except that we're in Nigeria.
All right,
I am personally not concerned that something will go wrong.
All right, please hold that thought. Shola? Okay, sorry, I think Shola is gone already. All right, I think we have to wrap this up in a moment, but let's see. Do I have any comments via WhatsApp? I believe I do have some comments via WhatsApp. Good afternoon, or rather, good evening, Dio and Prof. Based on what Prof just said about retroactive implementation, I believe, does the statement made by a Senate committee chairman imply the Nigerian Senate has spoken? Prof, considering what happened in the 2015 election in terms of the Supreme Court's view in several gubernatorial elections of the card readers, during which it advised INEC to seek legislative backing for the card reader, to which many lawyers said at the time that INEC didn't need to, as it was written into INEC's powers to decide how to verify, validate, authenticate voters and voters' cards. Can the Supreme Court invalidate the election process? That's from Tex. Well, Tex, I just had to read out a comment. I believe the issue that you raised have already been dealt with in the conversation with Barrister Wokocha already. We might just wrap up the conversation on this note, I think. Or do I take it? Let's take a quick call. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is
You have a minute. Go ahead, please.
All right. I mean, the electronic system of voting by INEC, it is good. There will be no... I don't think there will be a breakdown, but at least it won't be manipulated. So the electrical voting is good. The only thing is that they should grow more. They should think how to be more creative. If somebody can even vote through your phone in your house, right? You can be in your house and be voting through your handset. Because I believe if you can write exam through your phone, they can pass the results through your phone. If you answer them, then that means it's possible that you can also vote, cast vote through your
Hello,
sir.
Thank you very much for your contribution once again. I think we have to wrap up the conversation right now. Thanks for joining in, especially my guest, Barrister Richard Wokocha, is a Associate Professor of Public Law at the River State University and former Chairman of Nigeria Bar Association, Amok Branch. Barrister Wokocha, many thanks for your time. Got a commercial break coming up right now, and top of the hour at 6 p.m. The major news comes up. Open season is up after that. Do please stay with us.